Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, and today we're up to episode 53. And today it's my privilege and my pleasure to present to you a guest blog post, this one by my friend Dr. Stephen Kinnard, who's based in New York. And he wrote an article on prayer back in 2016 based on a visit to Gethsemane. That is on my mind because I'm going to be in Gethsemane in the not-too-distant future. My wife and I are going on a tour of Israel, and we shall be spending some time in Gethsemane. And, of course, Gethsemane is a very special place in Christian history and thought, because Jesus spent time there. It was important to him, and also because of the prayers he offered there and the significance of them. So I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, here is this blog article by Steve. So I'm not going to read it on the podcast. Just go to my blog, if you would, malcolmcox.org, and look for Quiet Time Coaching episode 53. The title of the blog is Gethsemane, Keep Watch with Jesus. That's the name of the blog post. And you'll find it there. It's about, what, four pages of A4, if you were printing it out, so not too long, and very insightful, very thoughtful article by Steve about what it means to keep watch with Jesus and the significance of our prayer life as part of that. So I'm not going to read it, but what I am going to do is read the end of his article, which is a poem written by Steve. He tends to write poems. If you've read any of his books, which I have and I can recommend, then you may want to read some more of his writings there, and either on his blog, and I've put a link to that on my blog, as well as a site that sells many of his books, and I can recommend them. I've read several of them, so you can find those there. Just go to my blog and you'll see the links there. The links will also be in the show notes. Well, here is his poem called Keep Watch with Jesus. Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus in Capernaum. Jesus in Bethsaida. Jesus in Chorazim. Jesus in Caesarea Philippi. Jesus in Nazareth. Jesus on the Temple Mount. Jesus on the Mount of Olives. Jesus in Gethsemane, asking his disciples, keep watch, stay awake, pray. Pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus on a cross at Golgotha, arms outstretched, breathing his last breath. Jesus in a tomb. But not for very long. Jesus rose up from the grave. Jesus rose. Keep watch. Stay awake. Pray. Pray that you will not fall into temptation. Keep watch with Jesus. Now that's Steve's poem at the end of his article. I'd encourage you to go ahead and read it, and then let me know what you think of his points in his article. Please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording and leave it publicly so we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you think there's somebody who might benefit from this recording and the article by Steve, then please do pass the link on to them. Subscribe, if you would, to the podcasts. Leave a review. I'd very much appreciate that. And until the next time, I hope that you have a wonderful week of fulfilling and intimate and very special times of quiet with God, who loves to spend time with us. Let's not fall asleep. Let's keep watch and stay awake with God. Take care and God bless you.